I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Emmanuel Macron has urged all sides to show calm and respect after the public row between Donald Trump and the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. In newspaper interviews, the French president described the angry confrontation at the White House on Friday as a press conference that went wrong. Steve Jackson reports.
After Friday's show-stopping row in the Oval Office, European leaders are working to patch things up and persuade the White House not to abandon Ukraine. In an interview with La Tribune dimanche, Emmanuel Macron said he had spoken to both Mr. Trump and Mr. Zelensky since the row and that it was necessary to clear up misunderstandings in private. He said he wanted to make the Americans realise that disengagement from Ukraine was not in their interests. European leaders are expected to rally around Mr. Zelensky at a summit in London on Sunday, but it may not be enough to persuade Mr. Trump to change course.
President Zelensky has met the British Prime Minister in London. He was greeted warmly at Downing Street by Keir Starmer, who reiterated Britain's support for Ukraine and for Mr. Zelensky personally.
Let me just say that you're very, very welcome here in Downing Street. As you heard from the cheers on the street outside, you have full backing across the United Kingdom. We stand with you, with Ukraine, for as long as it may take.
The Ukrainian leader left Washington hurriedly without signing an expected deal to supply critical minerals to the US. Earlier, he tweeted that he was still willing to sign the deal and stressed his gratitude for US support. He'll meet European leaders and the Canadian Prime Minister on Sunday. The United States has warned Caracas of serious consequences over any further provocations after a Venezuelan naval vessel crossed into the waters of neighbouring Guyana, close to American-owned offshore oil operations. The State Department in Washington called it a clear violation. Earlier, Guyana's president, Ifrán Ali, denounced the presence on Saturday of a Venezuelan patrol boat off the Essequibo region.
We have already deployed air assets within our exclusive economic zone, and within our exclusive waters. The Coast Guard is also in the process of being deployed. Guyana remains committed to peace and the rule of law. We will continue to pursue diplomatic solutions, but we will not tolerate threats to our territorial integrity.
Venezuela claims a territorial right to Essequibo, an area rich in oil that makes up two-thirds of Guyanese territory. Power has now been restored across Honduras, where millions of people were left without electricity for hours because of a system failure at a hydroelectric dam. The state-owned electricity company said the problem was detected in the connection between the country's biggest hydroelectric dam and the energy grid. World News from the BBC. The Pentagon is sending more troops to the border with Mexico. A statement said the aim was to reinforce current security operations to seal the border. The troops, reported to number about 3,000, comprise armed infantry as well as support soldiers. Border security was a big part of President Trump's election campaign. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that his government has approved a temporary extension of the Gaza ceasefire for the next 6 weeks, covering the Muslim Ramadan and Jewish Passover periods. The announcement came shortly after the first phase of the ceasefire expired at midnight on Saturday. Under the new proposals drafted by President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, Israel could return to fighting after 42 days if it believed negotiations on a second phase had failed. Microsoft's online services have briefly failed, prompting tens of thousands of people worldwide to complain they were unable to log in or authenticate their accounts. Microsoft said it was investigating a problem affecting Microsoft 365, a computer platform used by millions of personal and business customers. The British singer-songwriter Charlie XCX has dominated this year's Brit Awards. The Brits are the highest of the UK's musical calendar. Charlotte Gallagher reports.
All-American pop star Sabrina Carpenter may have started the show, but her performance had a very British twist, with the singer surrounded by dancers dressed as the King's Guard and a burst of Rule Britannia. Charlie XCX, who created The Sound of the Summer with Brat, was the night's big winner, taking home Best Dance Act, Songwriter of the Year, Best Album, Best Artist and Best Single for Guess. Female success dominated the awards, with Chapel Rowan winning International Song of the Year and International Artist. The London Jazz Quintet, Ezra Collective, beat off competition from The Cure and Coldplay to win Group of the Year.
BBC News.